Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And a happy Trash Tuesday to you, everybody. We come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. When you need an expert to help navigate the home loan process, Rocket can. Trash Tuesday, send us your trashes, won't you? Hit me up on Twitter, DA on CBS. DA on CBS. I'll get to my trash. The rest of the crew will get to their trash. It's coming up in 20 minutes from now. In 40 minutes from now, Randy Mueller is going to join us, a former NFL and Alliance of American Football executive. He's now an executive in the front office of the XFL. The XFL just got a lifeline yesterday as Dwayne The Rock Johnson was leading a purchase of the XFL from Vince McMahon of $15 million. We'll talk to Randy Mueller about the lifeline for the XFL in spring football coming up in 40 minutes from now. The MLS is Back tournament has been really successful for the league. At first, there was some trepidation because two different teams were sent home because of too many coronavirus positive tests. So when that happened, people worried, wow, FC Dallas can't compete. Nashville can't compete. What does this mean? And that was at the very outset. Since then, the tournament's gone off without a hitch. And we've had some really fun, good soccer. And I think the league itself has had a chance before baseball returned, hockey returned, and basketball returned to have the American sports platform to itself a little bit. Of course, NASCAR has been back and the PGA Tour has been back, but for team sports, MLS was there by its lonesome. I think that was a really good thing for the league as well. The Philadelphia Union are on one side of the bracket, taking on the Portland Timbers in one semifinal as we're down to the final four in the MLS is Back tournament. And joining us here on the show to discuss the Union's chances is their head coach, Jim Curtin. Jim, good morning. How you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me, DA.
My pleasure. Thanks so much for getting up with us and joining us. You know, you've had a number of years as head coach in Philadelphia and a number of years around the game. Has coaching through this been the biggest challenge of your career?
I would have to say yes. It's been the most unique time. You know, as coaches, we want to be around our players as much as possible, and to have a 3.5 month window there where obviously health and safety comes first, but it was unique for everybody. You had to adjust and adapt. We did a lot of distance learning through Zoom and film and giving them individual workouts and working on things and trying to stay busy and active. Even reviewed The Last Dance, because I think that broke down so many different things and the team dynamics that go on with contracts, with front office beef, with different things that can happen in the locker room. It was really relatable to the players. So you found unique ways to keep them active during a unique time. And now down in the bubble in Disney, the guys are playing some really good soccer.
I'd love to know what type of teaching tools or discussion tools you use from The Last Dance, because all of our listeners, I'm sure, have watched The Last Dance. What'd you glean from it and use in your discussion points with the team?
I think right off the bat, you have the ultimate superstar, the best player on the team, and Michael Jordan, and then some of the relationships with his teammates. You know, how much does he stick his neck out there for Scottie Pippen to get his new contract? You know, should he have done it a little more, maybe? You know, that was one that came up really quickly. The Jerry Krause relationship and his maybe unwillingness and maybe lack of support in some instances, and how the players can feel that and how it can you know, trickle through a locker room, and then the negativity can creep in. So much like any office dynamic, you know, you have different trials and things you go through. And the one thing you want to try to avoid on teams is guys going off in twos and threes into the corners and maybe, you know, speaking a little bit negatively about the group. That can kind of tear things, teams and companies apart. So, you know, I think ultimately Phil Jackson had a pretty unique and cool way of managing and keeping them all together and getting the things out of maybe a Dennis Rodman, who maybe a lot of coaches would just cast off and say, this guy's too crazy to deal with. But he brought them together. So a million different talking points through there. I just touched on a few of them, but a great thing for all coaches and all players to watch for sure.
That's really cool. Tomorrow night, Philadelphia takes on Portland in one semifinal in the MLS's back tournament. The following night, we've got Orlando and Minnesota in the other side of things. Tomorrow it's on FS1 and then ESPN2 for Orlando and Minnesota, finishing up with a championship game coming up in a couple of days. Jim Curtin, head coach of the Philadelphia Union, joins us this morning on the show. When you did come back and finally see the guys for the first time in a number of months, were they better prepared physically and mentally for what the next step was going to be? Were they worse than you expected or about as you expected?
That's actually a great question. You know, look, soccer, for those that don't know, demands a lot of running on the field. Our players run upwards of 9.5 to 10 miles, some of them, per game. So they're fit. And as a coach, when you're away for 3.5 months, you're wondering, are they keeping care of themselves? Are they doing the workouts? Are they going to come back worse? Are they going to come back better? One good thing, though, it's our sports performance department did a great job, obviously, because to a man, each guy came back actually in better shape than they were in our preseason. We have a very, you know, basic 15-minute fitness test that we put them through, and they all were further along than they were in the preseason, which, you know, culturally as a coach, you know, you feel good about that because that means they're bought in and they're doing their work when nobody's watching, you know, so to speak.
Yeah. You know, I wonder about the challenge also of playing in Orlando outdoors in July and August. I mean, there is something that's really going to sap your strength from the heat and humidity. You guys have had to play early mornings or late nights. Has that been difficult for an East Coast-based team to play that early and that late?
Yeah, we had never done it before. I hadn't played a 9 a.m. soccer game till since I was probably 10 years old in a tournament back in the day. So
yeah,
that was unique for professionals to be eating your pregame meal at 6 a.m. You know, and waking up at 5:30 and you know, going through your normal routine. Usually doesn't involve eggs and that kind of thing. So. That was an adjustment. We're playing 10:30 p.m. games, which has been a challenge. But I heard you talk about it before I got on. You know, this was an opportunity for MLS. Look, soccer is still a growing league in this country. You know, it's the world sport for sure, but it's still growing in the USA. So we had a window of opportunity to get down to the bubble. The testing that they've done here has been incredible. There was a little bit of a hiccup, but the league showed a real ability to adapt and adjust, just like everybody in the world is right now during a pandemic. But you know, it's gone very smoothly. And again, the soccer has incrementally gotten better and better as time's gone on. So the games have been exciting. As you touched on also, there's a window where we're on TV now, you know, when other leagues weren't up and running, which was a window of opportunity that the league seized. And again, the soccer has really been fun to watch and entertaining.
Philadelphia Union head coach Jim Curtin joins us this morning on the show. The Union take on the Timbers tomorrow in one semifinal of the MLS's back tournament. Look, admittedly, I am an MLS fan. I worked in the league for a couple of seasons, and I love soccer, and so I root for our domestic league to succeed. But I thought, objectively speaking, MLS coming back and being the thing we turn on a Tuesday night on TV and watch was really valuable. And when MLS was playing and MLB, NBA, NHL were not on a weeknight, and it was on ESPN and ESPN2 and what have you, I said, in FS1, this is good. This is cool. Did you guys feel a sense of responsibility to carry the flag for the league since more eyes were on it, especially in the middle of a country that is kind of stumbling around trying to find its way in the middle of coronavirus?
Yeah, look, I think it was twofold. I think the players and the coaches and everybody felt an obligation just to get sports back. Because let's be honest, this is a sports-craved country, you know, and it gives people a little bit of a release during such a tough time. So I think that was very important. And I think then also the things that our players did for the Black Lives Matter movement, I thought was powerful and impressive too. And you've seen the NBA do some things now as well. So I think it was a really special time for the league. We'll look back on it and say, man, that was unique. Remember those 30 days in Disney World where there weren't any kids or Mickey Mouse down there? It was just us in a hotel, and it felt weird and strange, but we've made the most of it, and I think it's been a really amazing production for MLS and the growth of soccer in this country.
Maybe the most important reason you guys have moved on all the way to the semifinals is the superhuman efforts you've seen from Andre Blake. What type of commentary, superlatives can you use to talk about Blake's performance over the course of this tournament for you guys?
So it's much like the hockey goalie that gets hot in the playoffs. I mean, look, Andre's been great his whole career, but he's playing at a level now that has been unbelievable. And in a competition like this, in an elimination competition, good goalkeeping can carry you through. So, look, our team defending's been good, but Andre's been able to make the big save for us to get us a big win. So I'm happy for him. It's been a real team effort, but yeah, Andre, certainly having him behind us, having the best goalkeeper in the league behind you, certainly makes your defense be a little more brave, a little more aggressive, and play the pressing way and exciting way that we want to play.
You're a father of three, and so during quarantine, you were obviously Zoom chatting and virtual meeting with all of your team, your staff, your players, but you were also around your kids all day, which was really cool for you. And so you're also playing teacher during that. So I'm wondering, how were you as like a fourth grade math teacher?
It's funny because I think I'm okay at teaching soccer, but I learned very quickly the appreciation I have for the teachers in schools is an all-time high, because I think, like many parents, navigating just 1 hour Zoom class for us was even with the teacher on there, and then having to teach the lesson ourselves a little bit was one of the more challenging things we've ever experienced. So I'll just say I hope the kids are safely and healthily back in school as soon as possible, because let the pros handle it. I was average at that.
Yeah. A lot of parents share that same exact sentiment right now.
I hear
you. We can do this safely. I want the kids back in school. You know, finally, you tried to introduce your kids to a couple of your favorite movies from growing up, and some were real hits and some weren't hits. I guess The Naked Gun worked for your 8-year-old, 9-year-old, and 12-year-old, but Spaceballs did not. Now, both are parodies in the 80s. Both are spoofs. I'm kind of surprised it's a little bit of one of the same humor. What do you think resonated with Naked Gun and not Spaceballs?
I think it was just more the physical comedy still hits with my age of kids. You know, the 5, 6, 7, 8, 9-year-old kids. I think Naked Gun had a little more of the slapstick humor, where the Spaceballs was maybe... Spaceballs actually didn't age well for me. I still laughed at The Naked Gun because of the silliness of it. But then Spaceballs, I kind of was like, man, I thought this was the funniest movie ever too, and even me watching it again, it was didn't hit as well. So it was a good exercise to go back through some of the old classics, and some of them they enjoyed, some of them not so much. So
okay, so we're saying that Frank Drebin resonates with an 8, 9, and 12-year-old, but Pizza the Hut does not.
Exactly. You nailed it.
Jim Curtin is the head coach of the Philadelphia Union. We got two semifinals coming up for MLS, and the MLS is back tournament. So this has been kind of a World Cup style tournament. Philly and Portland play tomorrow night on FS1. That's an 8 p.m. Eastern start. And then the following night, Orlando and Minnesota is going to get going on ESPN2 at 8 p.m. Eastern time. And then the winners will face off coming up in a few days in the MLS is back championship game. Coach, congratulations on the run here to the semifinals. It's been cool to watch you and your team and Andre Blake do such great things. Best of luck coming up in this game tomorrow, and hopefully we can catch up later on down the season.
All right. Thanks for having me, DA. Go Union.
You got it. Thanks so much. Jim Curtin, head coach of the Philadelphia Union, joining us this morning.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.